Welcome, friends of Fireside Mystery Theater. This episode is sponsored by Fifth & Maiden. Check out the official jeweler of Fireside Mystery Theater at fifthandmaiden.com and on Instagram with the handle at Fifth & Maiden. Mention you're a Fireside listener and that you'd like your order with a bit of shimmer and receive 15% off plus free tax and shipping in the 48 states. We are thrilled that you could make the time to join us for the following original play. It's called Tempest Fugit. It was part of our Ear for Music show, recorded live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, April 30th, 2017.
Allie Silva in! Pass the baton!
That was the Cello Concerto in A Minor, Opus 129, composed by Robert Schumann. Now, Schumann never lived to see this piece played, but this exquisitely conducted performance by the
Excuse us.
Oops, sorry.
What is it? Can't you see I'm in the middle of recording? Come on.
Oh my goodness, James, I think we really messed up here.
Oh boy, I think you're right.
What is the matter with you? Why would you barge in here like this?
Well, we were using the studio before you to record our latest commercial for Fifth & Maiden handcrafted jewelry.
And Allie here thinks she may have left her custom-made Fifth & Maiden statement bracelet behind.
I'm so sorry, sir. Apparently, when you speak with those public radio-style hushed tones, it's really hard to tell that anyone is actually here.
Well, how's this for hushed tones? Get out!
Oh, look, James, I think I found it.
Oh, is he sitting?
Yes, he's sitting on the bracelet.
I am not.
Look, I can see the clasp dangling from under his left,
Yes, look down, sir. I don't think he can feel it, Allie.
I can understand. This guy is all into classical music, you see. I once sat through all of Wagner's Ring Cycle, and my tuchus was numb for months.
For the last time, get out!
Well, if you could just lean forward a little.
We could just grab it and be right out of your way, sir.
I'm not moving an inch. Now scram!
But we need it, desperately. We have it!
Oh, fear not, Allie. I think I can bait the hook.
Look what I happen to have here, sir.
I thought I told you... Wait, what is that?
It's a baton that once belonged to the great conductor Zubin Mehta.
Zubin Mehta?
Yes, Zubin Mehta.
Really? Let me see it.
Sure, I'd be happy to show it to you. Just get up out of that chair and come take a look.
Okay, I just adore Zubin.
Here you go, sir. Now's your chance, Allie. Grab the bracelet.
Got it.
Hey, this can't be Zubin Mehta's baton.
That's because it's actually a chopstick. Allie and I had some Thai for lunch.
Okay, James. His face is getting all red. We'd better just...
Hey, that was a perfectly good chopstick you snapped in two there.
Nothing compared to what I'm about to do to you with this piano wire. And now, a fitting bit of music for me to strangle you two to death with.
James Reeser here. Backing away slowly to avoid a violent confrontation with a classical music thug. To remind you that Fifth & Maiden Handcrafted Jewelry offers wholesale organic luxury jewelry and housewares that blend clean lines.
With a bit of shimmer.
With a bit of shimmer. Made with exquisite natural finds directly from the stunning California coastline. All Fifth & Maiden pieces are handcrafted in their SoCal studio. To learn more, just go to their website, fifthandmaiden.com, or visit their Instagram page with the handle, at Fifth & Maiden. Fifth & Maiden are the official jewelers of Fireside Mystery Theater.
Oh, man, let's run for it!
Kurt Vonnegut wrote, "Music is, to me, proof of the existence of God. Could it be that music might also make a case for the existence of that other fellow? Heaven knows there have been some truly terrifying pieces of music composed over the centuries. Well, you'll know with this one, won't you? How could you not?" The third movement of Chopin's Piano Sonata No. 2, the now familiar funeral march. It was actually performed at its composer's own funeral. And here's the gothic spine tingler, the Danse Macabre by Camille Saint-Saëns, whose spiky slashing strings seem to call upon the Prince of Darkness himself. And how about this? Modest Mussorgsky created his famous Night on Bald Mountain with the intention of evoking the terrors of a witch's Sabbath. And this. This, the Kyrie, the great mass in D minor from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. His final work, the Requiem. In the fall of 1791, in Vienna, a mysterious masked stranger garbed in gray visited Mozart at his home in order to commission a funeral mass at the behest of an anonymous patron. In poor health and desperate for cash, Mozart accepted the task for an advance of 100 ducats. The masked visitor and the secretive nature of the commission proved poisonous to the great composer's already fragile sanity. He came to believe that somehow he was writing his own funeral mass. And in some regard, he was right. He died on December 5th of that same year, the Requiem unfinished. Now, the following radio drama, a delightful study in dissonance, Tempus Fugit.
Mitchell, let's go. It takes almost an hour to get there, and I don't want to be late.
Jeez, quit yelling. I'm right here. You know that clock is fast, right?
Sure, by what, 2 minutes? We've got to go. I don't want Jimmy sitting there all by himself.
He can take care of himself. Besides, he's not alone anymore, remember?
Don't remind me. He'd be better off still living as a bachelor. You don't think she'll be there, do you? It doesn't seem appropriate.
She might be. Might as well be prepared. Would it kill you to have some goodwill toward your little brother and his girlfriend?
Can you really call a woman that old someone's girlfriend?
Joyce, please. I don't want this whole ordeal to get any worse than it already is. Will you play nice? Diane's not that bad. Yes, she's an older woman. So what? Turned out all right for us.
I'm only 2 months older than you.
And I'll never let you forget it. Don't worry, the view is still beautiful in Cougartown.
Stop it. Let's just go and get this over with.
After you, my dear. I'll lock up.
Oh, great. That's Diane's car, isn't it?
Yeah, looks like it.
Why did he have to bring her? This is family business.
They've been together for several years now. Makes sense. I'm here. I'm not immediate family.
That's nonsense, and you know it. You've been part of this family for 18 years. My mother loved you. She would want you here. I want you here.
I know you do. And don't you think Jimmy deserves some emotional support, too?
Yes, you're right. It's just all of this. I thought the funeral was it, you know? That was hard, and now this, I didn't even think about wills and paperwork and all that. I mean, it's not like she had a huge house stuffed with valuables.
We all leave behind something. She obviously had certain wishes for it and how she wanted her things to be handled.
I just can't imagine her sitting down and itemizing a will.
I know, sweetheart. Let's go in and get everything taken care of, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Joyce. Mitchell.
Hi, Jimmy. How you doing?
As best as can be expected, you know.
We've been waiting.
Sorry to keep you waiting. This must be very stressful for you, Diane. What can I do to make it up to you?
This has been hard on all of us. You don't get to corner the market on grief.
Diane, give it a rest. Sorry, we're all on edge here. Do you know what's in there, in the will?
We were just talking about that on the way here.
No idea. I'm on the same page as you. I mean, there are some furniture, but I don't think any of it's valuable.
What about jewelry?
Oh, Mom never wore much. It's just her wedding band.
A few pairs of simple earrings. I'm not even sure if they were worth anything. None of this is your concern, Diane.
Oh, thank God.
Hi, folks. Thanks for coming to the office. I find it's easier to do these sorts of things in neutral territory. I'm Calvin Edwards. Which one of you and Mrs. Deering?
That's me. Joyce. Thank you for bringing us in, Mr. Edwards. It's nice to put a face to a name.
Hi, I'm Mitchell, Joyce's husband.
And I'm Jimmy, Joyce's brother.
Diane.
Nice to meet all of you. Sorry it's under these circumstances. If you'll all come into my office, we can get started. Now, Mrs. Deering, I know we settled some of the financial things over the phone before your mother passed, since you had power of attorney.
Oh, right. Jimmy and I have that bit handled.
Jimmy, you didn't tell me that. I hope everything was on the up and up.
Not now.
If this is emotional or distressful for you, Diane, feel free to get some fresh air.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Mr. Edwards.
Right. This is concerning an item that your mother, Marie Wilson, deemed a family heirloom.
Do you know what that could be, Joyce?
No, not in the least. Not that I can remember.
A grandfather clock? Do you remember your mother owning a grandfather clock?
Well, do you?
I'm thinking. Jimmy?
No.
Was there a letter or anything?
Yes. And she also provided for the moving expenses. We have the clock here in storage if you'd like to see it. She had it sent over about a year ago when we were finalizing the will and going over the power of attorney paperwork.
What about the letter?
I have it right here. Do you want me to read it out loud? It's short.
Yes, read it.
Joyce, do you want to read it first?
I'll read it out loud. Jimmy and Joyce. Although I did not intend to make this so mysterious, I did want to leave you both something to remember me by. I know you will likely give a lot of my things away, as you should, and I didn't want either of you making the mistake of getting rid of this clock. It's old and broken, but it has tremendous sentimental value to me. It was a gift from my grandfather when I married your dad. Oh. It used to sit in the dining room of my grandparents' house and play Ode to Joy on the chimes. It captivated me when I was a little girl. Joyce, you were just a toddler when it stopped working, but you loved the chimes just as much as I did. Your father and I put it up in the attic when it broke, and I almost forgot about it. But you know, I've gotten sentimental and reflective recently. I started thinking about what's to come and remembered the clock covered in dust that I loved so much. Maybe you and Jimmy can get it repaired so it will make music again. I hope you will take care of each other. Always remember, I love you both with all my heart.
So wait, who gets it?
Joyce, do you need a minute?
Oh, Jimmy, you can have it.
No. You should, Joyce. She said you loved it when you were a baby.
They already have a grandfather clock.
Diane, please. Mr. Edwards, why don't you take Jimmy and Joyce to see the clock?
I want to see it, too.
Why don't you stay here with Mitchell, hun, okay?
But I want to see it. I wonder how much it's worth, Mitchell.
Diane, let's get some coffee, huh?
All right. Mrs. Deering, Mr. Wilson, right this way. This is Glenn. He'll be helping us out in the storage today, and we'll also be the one to move the clock for you once you decide where you want it to go.
I'm sorry for your loss. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Glenn, it's the grandfather clock I had you bring to the front last week. Is it ready?
Yep, it's ready. I put it in this bay temporarily. I didn't want the humidity to get to it.
But that's it, right there?
Yep. You may need to wind it or something. It hasn't been ticking.
Oh, apparently it's been broken for quite some time.
I know someone who works on watches and clocks. Not sure how familiar she'd be with this one, but it's worth a shot.
Oh, that would be nice. Thank you.
It's hard to tell if it's worth anything. The face looks tarnished.
My contact, Sally, she owns a shop, and they do refurbishment, too. I bet she could get it back in shape. Or if not, she'll know someone who can.
Can you tell Glenn where he should deliver this?
I really think you should have it, Jimmy. Diane made a good point. We already have a grandfather clock that's been in Mitchell's family. And honestly, getting a clock fix is low on my list at the moment. No offense to Mom. If you'll take it and get it fixed, I think that would have made her happy.
Thank you. I'd like that.
Okay, Mr. Wilson, should Glenn get your address so he can make the delivery?
Or I can deliver it to be repaired and save you a trip. Happy to get it to you once it's been fixed or looked at anyway.
Is there enough provided of the moving cost to cover that? I can make up the balance if there isn't.
We'll let you know. Mrs. Deering, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Well, that'd be great if you could let me know the name of the shop. When can you take it over?
I'll take it over this afternoon and let her know you'll come by this week. Will that work?
That works for me. I can't thank you enough.
Yes, thank you both. It's nice to have something from my mother that meant so much to her.
I'm glad we could help. Mr. Wilson, let's get Sally's details from Glenn. After that, we don't have any other business here.
I'll meet you folks in back in the office with a business card.
Oh, well, hey there. How can I help you?
Hi, we're here to see Sally.
Oh, you got her, that's me.
Oh, great. I'm Jimmy Wilson. We've been speaking about the clock Glenn brought in.
Oh, yes, come in, come on in.
I'm Diane.
Well, pleasure to meet you both. Interesting clock you got here. Do you know much about it?
Is it worth anything?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a few $100s, maybe a couple thousand. You know, I couldn't find any markings on it about the manufacturer. Do you know if an individual could have made this? Maybe someone in your family.
It's been around for at least a couple of generations. It was given to my mother by her grandfather. I don't know any more than that, though. But wow, you really brightened it up. Everything's so polished. It looks like new.
Still looks like a worthless piece of junk to me.
Oh, well, it's quite well made, just pretty old. I had a hard time tracking down some of the parts I needed. You know, I ain't great at carbon dating these sorts of things. Just good at the tinkering. You may want to take it to an appraiser to see what it's worth, if that's a concern for you.
Oh, it's sentimental value, but thank you for the tip.
Just in case, can you recommend any appraisers?
Sure, I can give you a few names.
More importantly, can we hear it chime? You were able to get it working again, right?
I was, and it has a beautiful chime. I will miss having it in the shop. Well, so it only plays the full tune at 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, otherwise it chimes the hour. Oh, well, coincidentally, it's almost noon. It should be just a few minutes.
What's that say there? Temple fruit?
Tempus fugit. Yeah, it means time flies in Latin. It's a pretty common phrase to be etched on the clocks.
How about that? That script's very ornate. I didn't see that before since the clock was so tarnished.
Oh, yeah, it did take some elbow grease to really reveal the etching. Oh, look, it's about to take over to noon.
Hey,
is
it okay?
Diane!
What happened?
I don't know, sweetheart. You blanked out there for a second.
Well, why don't you sit down? I'll get you some water.
I'm okay. Can we go?
Sure, I'll just settle up. Sally, what do I owe you?
Oh, no worries. I'll just bill you. You go ahead and get her home. I'll have Glenn deliver this to your house. Well, thanks for letting me work on it. I hope you enjoy it.
Are you sure? I have my checkbook.
Oh, I know you're good for it. Besides, Glenn knows where to find you.
Jimmy, can we go, please?
Yes, of course. Jeez, you really don't look good. Let's go.
Oh, wait. Sorry. You know, I found this envelope in the side panel. Probably just maintenance instructions. It's sealed, so I figured I'd pass it on to you just in case it's anything personal.
Oh, interesting. I wonder what that could be.
Jimmy, please.
Sorry. Okay, let's go. Thanks again, Sally.
Anytime.
Hey, guys, you're right on time.
For once.
Clocks keep pretty tight schedules. Didn't want to miss this appointment.
Thank you for letting us know the clock was ready. How does it look?
It looks like new. It's really beautiful. Turned out well.
Is Diane here?
Yeah, she's lying down. She hasn't been feeling well the past few days. She had a bit of a sinking spell at the repair shop.
I hope she's okay.
I'm sure she's just fine.
Well, she should come out soon. Can I get you two a drink? I know it seems silly, but I got champagne. I figured we could raise a glass to Mom when the clock chimes.
Aw, Jimmy, that's a nice thought.
You two go to the sitting room and take a look at the clock. I'll get the champagne.
Oh, wow. I mean, I didn't see it at the law firm, but this looks great. Very nice.
It looks like new. That lady really did a great job. Hey, Jimmy, let me know how much I owe you.
Well, Sally's sending me a bill. So I don't know how much it'll be, but you don't need to do that. I'm happy to have it, and I don't mind paying for the repairs. It really adds something to the room.
I didn't miss the champagne, did I?
No, you're just in
time. Oh, Diane, are you okay? You don't look well. You look very tired.
Just feeling run down. I don't know what it is.
Oh, maybe the stress of my mother's death is starting to take its toll on you. I know how hard this has all been.
Joyce.
Well, thank you for the clock, anyway. Turns out it's quite annoying being reminded of each passing hour of the day.
Did you hear that, Jimmy? Diane thinks our beloved mother's clock is annoying. Isn't that a nice sentiment?
I'll just go ahead and pop the cork. Just a few seconds till six.
Mom would like this.
To Marie.
To Mom. Oh, here it goes.
Getting a spark of recognition. Maybe I'll remember those chimes after all.
Hey, Jimmy, is she okay?
Diane, sit down.
I don't know what's come over me.
Diane, did you always have that gray streak in your hair? I just now noticed it.
What?
Your hair, it has a gray streak in it now.
Bring me a mirror. I need to sit.
Oh, here, take my compact.
Oh, dear God. I look haggard. I look 10 years older.
You must be getting the flu or something.
Do you guys mind cutting this short? I think I should get her to the ER.
Oh, of course. Diana, I'm so sorry you're not feeling well. Really, I am.
We'll get going, Jimmy. Give us a call later and give us an update, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Hello?
Hey, Joyce. I'm sorry to call so late. We just got home.
That's okay. How's Diane?
She's getting ready for bed. They did some tests, but couldn't find anything conclusive. They just said to drink lots of fluids and to get some rest, so they sent us home.
Oh, well, that's good, I guess. Or maybe it's just a bug of some sort.
Hopefully. Oh, by the way, I meant to show you something the lady at the shop found in the clock.
Oh, yeah? Was it a pile of cash? I know that would have made Diane happy.
No. It was in a sealed envelope. I thought it would be maintenance instructions, but I opened it up, and it was sheet music. It's a little yellowed around the edges, pretty yellowed in fact, but it looks like it's for Ode to Joy.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe there's more of a story as to why that's the song the chimes play. Was there anything else?
No, nothing else. On the back of one of the pages, though, there was a handwritten poem. Let me see if I have it here. Oh, here it is. Stealthy, the silent hours advance and still, and each may wound you, and the last shall kill.
Well, that's cheery. What do you think it means?
I don't know. Sally at the clock shop was explaining that sometimes the clocks have etchings on them. And ours has tempus fugit, time flies. I'm not sure if you noticed it. We didn't really have a chance to inspect it together since I had to take Diane to the hospital.
Oh, maybe it was the runner-up. Glad whoever made it settled on something short and sweet.
Agreed. Anyway, you can have a look at the papers next time you come over, but I'll let you go. It's almost midnight.
Okay, Jimmy. I'll check in with you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, sis.
part of any melody is when you're dancing close to me. So put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music.
And that concludes our program. Joyce Deering was played by Casey LaForest. Mitchell Deering was played by Bill Heidrich. Diane was played by Mary Murphy. Calvin Edwards was played by Eric Davy Gislason. Glenn was played by Michael Pate. Sally was played by Ali Silva. And the part of Jimmy was played by me, James Reeser. Tempest Fugit was written by Rebecca Graves and directed by Holly Payne Strange. The musical performance, Music, 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 written by Stephen Weiss and Bernie Baum, was sung by Susan O'Day, accompanied by Jason Yeager. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Ali Silva, and Daniel and Rebecca Graves for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects design and engineering was by Joe Young. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. Why not show the world how much you love our show by rocking a Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt, hoodie, phone case, mug, notebook, sticker, or any of the other rocking items adorned with our logo? There are even onesies for the bibbis. Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and scope out all the goods. You can share our love with the world. Take a pic with your swag and tag us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle, @firesidemystery. If you like what we're doing, dear listeners, do please take a moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. If you can invest a minute to do that, you'll be doing a lot to help us to grow. Clue us into your favorite episodes or characters or anything you'd like to hear more or less of in the future. Your feedback means the world to us. Where can you enjoy our show live and in the flesh? In a gorgeous but dark and cool atmosphere while sipping on signature cocktails? At the Slipper Room in New York City, of course. Here's the thing. There's just one live Fireside Mystery Theater show left before we wrap for the season. And it's this Sunday, May 28th at 7 p.m. The show? Some People You Might Know. All new stories featuring your favorite characters from past shows. The best love songs are the ones that get you right here and take you someplace further beyond. Tune in next week to hear the strange story of Together in Song. Available wherever podcasts can be found. This is James Reeser. Dear friends, as time flies, hours has flown. Until next week, be sure to mind the shadows.